Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. This one, I was shocked when I read it. I got it this morning, and it ties in directly with something Whip told me yesterday.
Okay.
The timing is absolutely perfect. Easy. Hey, Eric, so I'm wondering, with the SAG Awards coming up on January 19th, will Whip be voting this year, or did he miss the deadline again? Whip, just yesterday, you sent me what text?
I said they still send me these piles of DVDs and send me a code so I can vote in the SAG Awards because I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Okay,
That's so cool.
A couple of quick things. Isn't it interesting that the Screen Actors Guild is still using DVDs?
It is funny.
They haven't moved forward technology-wise. And secondly, isn't it interesting that Whip is a member of the Screen Actors Guild? What was your role
that got you a position
in the union?
I never officially quit doing voiceovers on commercials. They just stopped asking me at some point.
I understand.
But I used to do voiceovers on some commercials and things, and some of them you had to join SAG for, so that's how I got in there.
We've talked about it before, but I'm trying to remember which commercials.
Well,
did
I was on Red Lobster. I was on a Scooby-Doo cereal.
Didn't you go to McDonald's or something?
The Ant Bully video game.
Wow.
A couple other things
like that.
Yeah,
Whip,
yeah.
You're so cool.
Yeah, I'm the coolest.
Is there any way you can grab us any of the audio from any of those?
Some of that is on YouTube, but I have to find it.
Yeah,
I actually emailed it to Mel D like 2 years ago. She'd probably be better at finding that email than I would at finding this on YouTube.
I'll try to find them.
If you Google up Red Lobster commercial, you kind of got to sift through them a little bit before you find mine.
If you take the time to Google up Red Lobster commercial, you'll officially run out of things to do with your day.
Right.
Now, the voting needs to be in by January 19th or the show happens.
The show is on the 19th. The voting deadline is the 17th.
Wow. That late.
Got it a little close, don't they?
I know.
Wow. All right, so can we help you submit your votes a little later on this morning?
Yeah, I would love you to actually pick who I'm voting
for.
That'd be fine.
And what do we get to choose? What I want you to do is for later on this morning, pick three categories.
Okay.
Three of the main categories we can all chime in, you folks as well, and we'll determine Whip's vote for the Screen Actors Guild Award.
Floored by this. This is amazing.
Yeah, see, we got all sorts. See what happens? Aren't you glad you got rid of that AM radio?
This is crazy.
Right now, they'd be doing like the corn report.
The corn report.
Soybeans, actually, is this hour.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Whip, a little bit later on this morning, our three primary categories
with
the
nominees,
and we'll
pick the winners, okay?
Sounds great.
Can you also sign a headshot for me?
It's 5:58 now. Calm down, everybody. Just calm down. A little too much energy. Swanee, can you have that new coffee machine? Put the decaf in.
Thanks. My gosh.
It's The Mix. 312-233-1019. Just too tired. They say Americans are just too tired. In fact, the top thing that people are too tired to do, exercise. Not surprisingly.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're like, I should go to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm just too tired. Like right now, though, Ashley, you're too tired to what?
Shower.
Too tired to shower.
Oh, wow.
Can't even think about it. Especially your hair.
Natalie,
too tired.
The dog got to the fluffy center of his Christmas toy in his crate, and I'm too tired to clean up the fluff.
Too tired to clean up the dog fluff.
Yeah.
I've seen that fluff.
A lot of dog issues. Bill.
Too tired to take the dog for a walk.
Too tired. Dog's going to have to walk around the house.
Right.
Too tired, Rebecca.
Too tired to make my bed.
Too tired to make the bed. Don't even get me started on what Sandy's too tired for.
I'm too tired to get the cases of Diet Pepsi out of my trunk and lug them up to my 45th floor.
Oh, my God.
40?
Yeah.
40? You got to have it.
The elevator's out.
That sounds very tiring. Even if you're not tired, that sounds very tiring.
You want to talk tiring at number three, Kathy, too tired.
Too tired to finish packing, and I'm moving tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, who needs it? Too tired for what? Joanne.
Engage in sex.
What's that?
Engage in sex.
Engage in sex. She said it so properly.
Yeah. Engage
Well, frankly, I'm too tired to engage in lovemaking. And finally, at number one, she's not too tired for that, but the results she's too tired for. Allison.
I'm too tired to be pregnant today.
Oh, my God. Tell me about me, too. Me too. Way too tired. How far along are you?
15 weeks, and I'm nauseous every day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that'll suck the life out of you.
And you're just getting started going down pregnancy road. Wow.
Yeah.
First one, second one, tenth one?
Second one.
Is it different than the first at all, or is it like just a repeat?
It's just a repeat, so we're thinking boy again.
There you are. She's too tired to be pregnant. Selena Gomez, stung by a Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish, has to be carried off the beach. Why? Well, because it hurt a lot more than she expected. What did you have that hurt more than you expected? 312-233-1019. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi. Hurt more than you expected.
Oh, I got stung by a man-of-war when I lived in Florida when I was 12 years old.
Was it also Portuguese?
Yes, it was.
Or was it Canadian?
Yes, it was.
Right, a Canadian man-of-war.
Tell by the accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. You got to hear him talk to you to find out.
Say, I'm going to sting in L.A.
How much does that hurt?
I actually was in and out of consciousness, and they had to take me off the beach in an ambulance, and they had to use some kind of ammonia and cold water to pull the poison out, because it can kill you, actually, because you don't weigh much at 12 years old.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. This is why I don't trust anybody from Portugal.
No, definitely not. And don't sit in one of those low end when the tide's really low. I sat in one of those little sand dune things, and that's where it was sitting.
Oh, man.
Poor girl.
Oh, man. The Portuguese man of war will get you every time. Got to stay out of the water, Amanda. It hurt more than you expected.
Well, with my husband, I didn't have to go through it.
Smells good. It's him. He can deal with the pain.
I just had to
witness it. Okay.
What happened?
What happened with me?
Well, with your husband. The reason you're calling, Amanda, would be...
Hi. Well, he still has his foot. He's okay.
You haven't told us the story yet, Amanda.
Yeah, retell
foot,
it.
All right, welcome
to
the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So we were at, like, for our wedding in Mexico, we had waited to go on excursions, and we were going to go scuba diving, and we were going out the carrier. He was carrying our scuba gear out to the boat, and I thought he stepped on a rock, and apparently he didn't. He got stung by a stingray. He pulled his foot out of the water, and it was, like, gushing blood.
Oh,
and,
man! Husband stung by a stingray. That would hurt more than I would expect.
Yeah,
I wonder
definitely.
Which one's worse, then. The stingray... Or the jellyfish.
The stingray, hands down.
Yeah,
the stingray will kill you.
That's what killed Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin was killed by a stingray.
Crocodile Hunter.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Stacy hurt more than you expected.
Well, my ex-husband and I were taking the Christmas tree out of the stand, and I was holding the stand down while he pulled the Christmas tree out, and a pine needle stuck me in the eye.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
I would expect that to hurt a lot.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah.
I had to go to the emergency room. I literally could not stand up. I was in so much pain.
Not the eye! Not
brutal.
The eye!
Brutal, brutal. Yeah.
Very sensitive part of the body.
Pine needle right in the eye.
Oh,
yep. And Melissa wants to take down her Christmas decorations today.
You know what?
Good
the
luck with that.
Stuff.
And time to find out what's currently trending on Twitter. Top three things is what we're looking for. I know what's not trending on Twitter.
What?
Lizzo.
All right.
Because Lizzo got off Twitter because she's tired of the trolls.
Mm-hmm.
All the mean people.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning at 6:40, full details on Chip's Dip and a Mexico trip, how you're going to win an Apple vacation to join us on the beach. You win tomorrow. Be here at 6:40. Speaking of mean people on Twitter, hi, Meldy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, I know. I'm just kidding around. Love giving her a hard time. Top three things currently trending on Twitter. Are we set to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. In at number three.
Right, so all those crazy stories about what and where people will bring their emotional support animals. And out of all the places, with the Bachelor premiere last night, the star of the show was an emotional support cow. So the Bachelor tweeted out that the cow's name is Ashley P, and the contestant who brought it in...
Cow was, named Ashley P?
Yeah, where did they come up with these names?
I don't know. That actually sounds like somebody that he would date out of Pennsylvania.
Right? Yeah. The girl who brought it in, Jenna, she's from right here in New Lenox, but it's kind of strange because she just walked in with an emotional support cow, and that's the star of the show for that episode.
The cow girl is from New Lenox?
New Lenox. Maybe she brought it from Lennox.
And this is Pilot Pete, right?
Yeah, Pilot Pete.
Yeah, on The Bachelor. Ah. It could be time for Whip to start watching The Bachelor again.
Yeah, okay. I saw a little bit. I saw that what's-her-name came back, Hannah, but she's not really back. It was just so they could
just for sex.
Show her on the promo. Yeah, probably just for sex.
Just for sex.
Yeah.
All right, trending on Twitter, number two.
All right, everybody's always been making fun of Gwyneth Paltrow's famous wellness brand, Goop, mostly for the name, and you've only been able to get those herbal remedies on Goop's site, but now Gwyneth Paltrow has signed a multi-year deal with one of the biggest makeup retailers, Sephora, and coming to Netflix with her own Goop docuseries.
Oh,
she's going to have all those wellness items, and it's going to be a whole documentary hosted by Gwyneth Paltrow. So anybody can make a docuseries and find that on Netflix soon.
Like, she doesn't have enough money.
Let me write that down. Wow. Gwyneth Paltrow, Goop. Netflix. Do not watch.
You don't want to know about the Jade Rock?
Nope, I got it on the don't watch list.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally, trending on Twitter, number one.
Just when you thought you couldn't hear more about the One Direction boys, the official One Direction website was updated.
Okay.
And it hasn't been updated since 2016.
Oh.
So OneDirectionMusic.com was used for all the band's photos, tour info, all that. It was taken down when the band split up back in 2016. But now it's back up. It's got a new license at the bottom, 2020 Sony Music. And people are basically speculating that with the band's 10th anniversary happening this year, that they could be making their own documentary. And even Liam Payne has been dropping some hints in recent interviews that maybe they could be getting back together one last time.
This will be, I'm guessing if One Direction gets back together, Harry Styles isn't involved. A lot like what Justin Timberlake wouldn't get involved with NSYNC.
So you have Liam, Niall, and Louis.
Right.
They feel weird they've only been, they were only together 10 years ago. It feels like they've been broken up for 10 years to me. Time's flying.
I don't know that I could ever say 10 years is flying.
Well, for them to get together 10 years ago, then have their whole thing, and then break up, and then become solo
people. When is that Harry Styles show at the United Center? When is that?
I think that's in June, sometime in the summer.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I watched
You Want to Go?
No, my daughters asked me about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, write that
then
down.
I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's not next weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He does do some good covers.
All right. That it?
That's it.
Thank you. Anybody listening who has been on the receiving end of an unintended text or email that, you know, one of those wasn't meant for you. We've talked to the senders before. You know, you take a picture, you're Emma Bunton, you know, former Spice Girl. You take a picture of yourself doing something you shouldn't be doing or in a certain level of undress. And then you send it to a guy named Mike and it accidentally goes to your mom.
So
this would be an opportunity for Emma Bunton's mom to call us and go, you know what she sent me?
Right.
There we go. Look at this. 312-233-1019. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
You were the recipient, the unintended recipient?
Yeah, so a buddy of mine accidentally FaceTimed me when him and his wife went bad.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God. He accidentally do that. You're rolling around, you're touching stuff.
Rolling around, and touching stuff. Yeah. Was he meaning to FaceTime somebody else or just accidentally FaceTime?
I think it was an accident. I never told him about it either.
Right, yeah.
But you listened for a while.
Yeah.
No.
What are you, nuts?
Oh, man.
I don't want to see that.
Maybe it wasn't an accident.
That's horrific. 312-233-1019. Accidental recipient, Beth.
Yes, I received a text from a disgruntled employee that I had to send home because she was dressed very provocatively. Her boobs were hanging out.
Ah.
Well, she thought she texted her girlfriend saying, Beth is just jealous of me because I'm hotter than her.
No way. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. Got her boobs all hanging out. You got to send her home or at least send her over here. Yeah, apply for a job. I mean, that's an option. Just saying.
Oh,
hi, Amy.
Morning.
You were the unintended recipient?
Yes. I received a text asking for a certain job from my cousin.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
Cousin sent you a text asking for a job.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Did you respond?
You're like, listen, that might fly in Tennessee, but it does not work here. Right. I am not available for hire for any type of job that you're looking for.
Ho, 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 look under the tree. Ho, 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 there's a present for me. Ho, 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 who could it be? Santa Violetta, naturally.
Let me take you back to 2019.
Oh, wow.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
There was a little thing called Christmas. We spoke to Michelle back then, and she said, hey, can you return to the Santa selection tradition? You know, where I give you the name of somebody on my gift list that I have no clue how to buy for. You just, welcome back. Did you have a nice holiday season?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. It feels like forever ago since we talked to you, probably because it was forever ago, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, about 3 weeks ago, you called us and said, all right, I got my father-in-law, Bob. I don't have a clue what to buy for or what to buy for him for the holiday. Can you turn it over to Santa Violetta on Santa Selection? Is that accurate?
Yep, you got it.
All right, you gave us the budget. Violetta learned a little bit about your father-in-law, Bob, and then came up with a bunch of gift-giving ideas. Now, before we go into them specifically, when that was all completed back just before Christmas and she gave you the gift ideas and the reasons behind them, how optimistic were you that it would be successful?
I thought two of the four would go over really well, and I thought the other two he would think was kind of weird.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to find out which were the weird ones and go really well.
Okay. And were you right?
All right, we're about to find out. Now, we're going to go through it item by item. I'm going to have Violetta list the items. Then you tell us if you thought that was going to be a hit or that was weird, and then share with us how Bob reacted to them, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Item number one, Santa Selection, Santa Violetta.
It was the custom dog photo pet clock. It was a picture of his dog because he had one of those. So that's the first one.
Okay, the custom photo.
It's a pet clock. A clock
custom
with
photo
your pet on
clock.
It.
And you chose it specifically because of
he has
Bob's
a dog.
Dog.
Yeah.
All right.
It was like a Papachu or something.
What kind of dog is it?
Right. The Cavapoo.
Yeah, Cavapoo. Or a Pepachu.
Yeah, same number of syllables, though.
Right. Right.
Pikachu.
Now, when you heard that idea as idea number one for Santa Selection, did you think, oh, that's a good idea or that's weird?
I thought he might think it was weird.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right. Oh,
well, he's
cool.
A complicated guy.
All right. Now, the moment of truth. What is it again?
The custom dog photo pet clock.
The custom dog photo pet clock. Was that a hit or a miss?
Is there a medium choice? Because his reaction was he thought it was really cute, but my mother-in-law loved it.
I think that counts.
Yeah, that's a win.
The word love is in there.
As long as somebody in the house loved
it. Yeah. As long as he didn't throw it away.
She was wanting a clock for the family room.
I'm in the family room with the clock.
Perfect. Perfect. Cool. And Bob's like, all right. Yeah, great.
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right.
Okay.
Yes, Melissa?
Oh, no. I was just wondering, we used to do, like, you know, where we get it and how much. So we were usually, like, break down, like, well, that's before, during the shopping process. She already shopped. No, but if you wanted to know that was at... usually we share that.
People would like to know where they can also get one.
Right?
No, this is just kind of the review of the prizes.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, we used to do that.
We did it. You want to...
No?
You can...
You can just Google that custom clock. Yeah. I think I got it.
I think we put all that online before.
It was Zazzle.
It's there.
Zazzle, yes. Okay.
Right, Zazzle.
Zazzle.com.
All right, where do you get it? How much was it?
Zazzle.com for $29.99.
Bargain.
Okay. Nice.
I'm just trying to move this along, Melissa. Item number two for Santa Selection. What was it?
So this was more personalized to Bob. It's called The Book of Everyone. It's a unique personalized gift full of wonderful snippets from the day you were born.
Aha. And why did you select that for Bob?
Because that's a universal gift that everybody should like because everybody has a birthday.
Okay, a universal gift. Once again, it's time, Michelle. Was that under the weird category or I think this is going to be a hit category?
No, I thought that one would be a hit.
Yay!
And was it?
Yeah, I think he liked it. I think he thought it was neat.
I think he liked it.
Okay.
All right, we'll go with that. I think he liked it.
Yeah.
Did he seem to spend time leafing through it, looking through it, whatever it might be?
You know, that one didn't come on time for Christmas, so I had to give it to him a little bit afterwards.
His date has been back-ordered.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas that keeps giving.
Melissa would like to know where to get that and how much it costs.
That's actually simple. It's at thebookofeveryone.com for $34.99.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Item number three on Santa Selection.
So this one I thought might be a little weird, but I still went with it.
Okay.
It's the acupressure mat and pillow, because you told me that Bob liked comfy clothes, and then he goes for bike rides, so I thought he could decompress after a long bike ride by laying on this needle pad.
Nothing says relaxation like laying on acupuncture needles. All right, did you think that was a weird idea or a great idea, Michelle?
No, I thought it was weird.
Really weird. I'm with you on that. What did Bob think, most importantly?
Well, his initial reaction was, I wouldn't have expected this.
That's a miss.
Okay.
So
then
hear that.
What happened? But then what happened?
Yeah.
But then they took it out, and him and my husband were laying on it and trying it out.
Oh,
and
cute.
I guess they had a party a couple days later, and everybody was trying the acupressure blood out.
Uh-huh. So. See, it was a hit. They even used it at the party.
Uh-huh. Would you call that a hit or a miss, Melissa?
Oh,
I can see on Melissa's face she's getting a little territorial about all this.
Oh my gosh! No!
I
had one of those mats though, and they would hurt my feet. So that's why personally I was
imagine
like,
imagine laying your head on it.
Yeah, I wasn't. It wasn't for me, but other people might like it.
Are you calling that a hit or a miss, Whip?
I'm going to go with a miss, right? Probably.
But they pulled it out at the party the next
That's
day.
That's true. They were curious.
Because it was hilarious. They were like, who would ever give this?
It's
all right,
a great
and finally, on to item number 4 for Santa selection. Oh, I'm sorry. Where do you get that? How much is it?
Oh, you can get that at Amazon.com for $20.
Oh.
All right.
And that's the cheapest place to get it, actually.
And item number 4 for Santa selection for father-in-law Bob was what?
This is very personalized as well. It's the Funny Bassoonist Bassoon Play Orchestra Music T-shirt. It's some bassoon comedy on a T-shirt.
Right. There's nothing better than bassoon comedy. And you selected this for Bob. Why?
Because he's a bassoon player.
He plays a bassoon in an orchestra.
That's right.
All right. You heard that one, Michelle. What were you thinking? Hit or miss?
I thought that would be a hit.
Bam.
And was it?
Yeah, he loved it.
Ah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Right,
so that sounds like the best one for him. Simple man,
yeah,
Bob.
I didn't realize he has a whole collection.
What?
So it added into his collection.
Wait a minute. He's got a whole collection of bassoon comedy T-shirts.
Oh, my God. I know him.
Yes.
I didn't know there
could be more than one.
So,
yeah.
You nailed it with that one.
That was the one.
All in all, on a scale of 1 to 10, Michelle, how do you feel Bob felt his Christmas gifts were? Scale of 1 to 10.
I would say probably a 9.
9!
I got a 9!
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that
Michelle, I served you well, right? I didn't let you down.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Now, did you have any runner-up gifts that I could keep on the back burner?
I do, actually. You can go to themusicstore.com,
oh,
and they have these wine glasses, a set of 4.
Why don't you two just go to lunch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a sale. Probably after Christmas, too.
Michelle, thank you so much for participating in Santa Selection, and we'll talk to you again next year. There she is.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Could the color of your baby's nursery impact their future? Yeah, it could. And if...
I'm stressed about this. I'm sorry.
It's like the Bombas guy.
It wasn't that bad. I just like thinking. I don't know. And you want your baby to be successful.
I know. You want him to be a millionaire. You should paint their nursery this color. 312-233-1019. It'll catch you off guard. Julie, paint it what color?
Blue.
No.
Very creative, though.
If you paint your baby's nursery blue, I have to look for it on here. I'll find it in just a second.
Okay.
It's got to be what color, Lori?
Red?
Red. No.
Thank God.
No, you want your baby to be a millionaire, you paint their nursery what color, Jean?
Black.
Exactly right.
Black?
Black nursery.
Gross.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whoa. Who would have thought?
That's uplifting.
Is there anybody anywhere that has a nursery where the walls are painted black?
Maybe a wall, but the rest...
I would be shocked.
Or even gray.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know what? Gray's a whole different ballgame. I'll tell you about gray in just a second, too.
All right.
I can't even think of a black room anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You've won a pair of tickets to First Bites Bash, the official kickoff event.
Just
to...
the basement room of a serial killer.
Right, or a haunted house. Other than that.
Yeah. People do black more than you think.
No, they don't.
Well, designers do it now. You can do like a charcoal black.
That's not black. That's
no,
charcoal.
No,
this is a black wall. This is like where you develop film, like a black room.
I have a black staircase.
While black might seem like an unusual choice for a baby's room, experts say the bold pick of that color is most likely to produce a millionaire. Nurseries painted blue could help promote calmness, which could inspire little ones to stay cool under pressure. Hmm. Tots who are partial to a tantrum or two might do better in a pink nursery, which, like blue, promotes a feeling of calmness. Mm. A yellow nursery could see babies grow up to working outdoors, they say.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. The insta-popular gray, as we were just talking about, is often chosen as a modern neutral. It's a good option for creative kids who could go to work as a writer, artist, or poet. It's a brave parent who chooses white for a nursery, but those with a white nursery could see a career in law beckoning as it allows the children to see both sides of an argument. Why, I don't know.
This is so deep.
The color, not really. The color green is seen as being soft, calm, and nurturing, but also encourages learning, so that is a good color for a career in education.
I thought green should have been the money one.
The orange nursery, using the color accessories to create a warm, cozy feel, could encourage children to go into a career in therapy or working with little ones. Then again, if they have a black nursery, they might need to have therapy.
But they'll be rich.
The color purple is not only an old Oprah movie. It suggests...
Oh, my God. I like that book.
Thanks. It suggests it could encourage children to develop a taste for luxury. And finally, if you choose a red nursery, your baby will grow up to be Dexter.
Yeah. I had a lilac room.
Red, back to that.
I just
We're
remember.
Talking about red. What about me, says Violetta? Let's go back to me and what I had.
Well, I do have a luxurious taste.
Red wall could inspire emotion and passion and set your child on the showbiz path.
Okay. Showbiz path.
Still waiting on one person. Melissa says it's very common now. Still waiting on one person that has a black wall.
Well,
in the nursery.
Not in the nursery. I'm just saying that the black mat... It can be very trendy. Go on Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Check it out.
I believe you.
Pinterest.
Of course you do.
Well, because Melissa's very into the design shows and things.
Of course you do, Whip, because then everything's got to be all right with you.
Yeah, she likes the design.
I hear that you should splatter your wall with blood. No, I agree with you. Melissa. Earlier this morning, right as we got on the air, I received a question from somebody going, "Hey, don't I remember that Whip is a member of the Screen Actors Guild after his 6 appearances in the Fast and the Furious franchise?"
That's right.
We're like, oh, my God, you're right.
I was just in the good ones.
Right. And then he said, "Oh, I think the SAG Awards are coming up. Does Whip get a vote?" And last night, Whip had sent me a picture of his ballot.
Whoa.
Going, "Hey, just so you know, I got to get my Screen Actors Guild ballot in for the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Would you like to help me vote?" And I thought, well, that'll be interesting. All tied together. It seemed like, you know, kismet that it was all coming together.
That's right.
So we had said later on this morning, and that would be right now, that we have 3 different categories we're going to select, okay? Now, first of all, before we get to those categories, many people are wondering, Whip, once again, specifically, why are you in the Screen Actors Guild?
Because in the past, I used to do some voiceovers for some commercials where you had to join this union in order to be in those commercials.
Like Samuel L. Jackson in the Capital One commercials?
Yes, except he's on camera. I just did the voiceovers, but you still had to join the union. They still wanted your money.
What do you feel was your best work?
Well, Eric, glad you asked.
I'm not.
Maybe it was this Red Lobster commercial.
30.
Now at Red Lobster, enjoy 30 mouth-watering shrimp for just $9.99. Mix and match tangy lemon pepper shrimp, delicious shrimp pasta.
That's not all.
Savory scampi.
And there's more.
Fried and more.
See?
Red Lobster. Go overboard.
Look at that.
All right.
Oh, my God, you nailed it.
And you sound 12.
Yeah, I was 12.
You're the Red Lobster guy. Any other ones?
Well, I had this very, very short blink, and you'll miss it, in K9 Advantix 2. And I also just got
how
an email.
About
oh, that's the wrong one.
Red Snapper.
What the hell's
oh,
playing here?
Great.
No, that's a Red Lobster. another one is playing. Here's the K9 Advantix 2.
Ask your veterinarian about K9 Advantix 2.
That was very
quick. Wow, that's a quickie.
That was the end.
I can see right there that's enough to get you in the Screen Actors Guild and let you vote on really important categories.
They will take your money.
All right.
They'll be happy to.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to do this specific. Three different categories. Whip, I want you to tell me right now, which category do you feel is the most important?
Okay, I think probably the performance by a cast in a motion picture.
Hold that one till last then, okay?
Okay, I will.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to hear the other two categories, which are...
Outstanding performance by a male actor in a leading role.
And...
Outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role.
And what we decided to do earlier this morning is to not pick who we think will win, but to pick who we think will get virtually no votes.
Right.
That way we can vote for them and they get at least one vote.
Right. We're going to balance it out a little
bit. All right.
Bit.
So we need to basically pick the worst performance.
Exactly.
Of all of the
one who's got no chance.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's begin.
Okay.
Selecting the first category once again.
This is a male actor in a leading role.
Okay. Give us the finalists.
Christian Bale in Ford versus Ferrari.
All right.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
All right.
Adam Driver in Marriage Story.
Okay.
Taron Egerton in Rocket Man.
All right.
And Joaquin Phoenix in Joker.
Oh, these are...
Yeah, so these are all
pretty big
really
stars.
Good, so we have to pick the worst.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so Joaquin Phoenix is probably going to win.
You'd think so.
We can't pick him. Christian Bale is really well known.
He is.
He's second, probably.
Adam Driver has a really big nose, so we can't pick him.
What?
He's oddly attractive, though.
He's Kylo Ren.
He's sexy.
Yeah,
he
in
is?
A weird way.
He is so sexy.
So ugly, he's pretty.
Leonardo DiCaprio dates a lot of young girls.
No,
so
that's a win.
He's up there, too. He's
so you want to go with Edgerton?
I think Taron Egerton is the least well-known and probably has the smallest chance of winning out of all
What's
these
What's he
people.
In again?
Rocket Man as
right.
Elton John.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to vote for him.
Okay? Yeah.
We're going to vote for him. Taron Egerton.
Right. Just clicked it.
All right, vote is in.
Oh,
now,
that was quick.
Second category, actress, right?
Yes, that's right. Female actor, technically, Eric. It's not actress anymore.
Sorry.
They've changed.
Sorry.
Okay. Cynthia Erivo in Harriet.
There we go. That's the one.
Oh, yes. Go no further.
Right, you got to hear the rest, although you're still probably going to vote for Cynthia.
All right.
Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story.
She looks good in leather.
Lupita Nyong'o in Us.
She's actually way too skilled.
Yep. Charlize Theron in Bombshell.
She takes life too seriously.
Probably. And Renee Zellweger in Judy.
Yeah, we're going with Erivo.
Okay.
Right
definitely.
Cynthia Erivo right there.
All right. Place that vote.
Got it.
So that we make sure she gets one.
The vote
now,
is cast.
Here's what's going to happen for the final category, which you feel is the biggest. You folks are going to decide.
Well, okay.
You're going to decide our vote.
Fun.
So pick the least likely to win. All right? And you can text it in to 60123. Mel D?
Yeah.
We're going to do the category here.
Okay.
People are going to text right away to 60123. In just a matter of minutes, you tell us which one of these finalists seems to be the one that's getting the most votes to get the least votes. You follow me?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What do we have?
Okay. Real quick, do you want me to read you the whole cast or all the people that they list in the cast or just skip that
God,
part?
God, no. Just,
okay.
Just once again, the category is.
Well, it's outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture.
Just the motion picture.
Got it. Here Bombshell.
Bombshell.
The Irishman.
The Irishman.
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
And Parasite.
All right, which one of those will finish dead last? Text in right now, 60123. Once again, Whip.
Bombshell. Irishman, Jojo Rabbit,
right.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
right.
Parasite.
I've heard of two of the five.
I know, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Oh, we could be in big trouble.
Why is that?
Trying to figure out here in the Screen Actors Guild who's going to finish last.
Yeah.
Place our votes. I was just alerted by Patty. Taron Egerton won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, but they separate that into musical or comedy and then a drama category on the Golden Globes. So this is just one category for just five people as opposed to 10 people. I still think he's not going to win in this. Does that make any sense?
Okay,
you know,
so
Taryn Egerton won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, I know.
I thought
you knew that, so yeah, I didn't say anything. But, I mean, it's still, I think, it's a
money,
different group of people.
I bet money on Joaquin Phoenix.
Elton John was very excited about that.
Who was?
Elton John.
Yeah. Elton.
I know, I forgot the T there. I'm sorry.
That's all right. All right, are we ready? Our final category. Once again, you folks are picking it. Text 60123. Don't pick the winner. Pick the one you think will get the least amount of votes so that we can, you know, stuff their ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The finalists, I have them in front of me here. There is The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Las Vegas, and JoJo the Tire Boy.
Yes.
I think it's what it is, right?
JoJo the Tire Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, JoJo. JoJo the Tire Boy. Yeah. Right. Okay, JoJo. Sure. Thanks a lot, JoJo. There you go. Hmm. Bad Boys comes out next weekend, by the way.
Oh, I've seen that commercial.
Not this coming, but the following.
Gotta be so excited.
All right, our five finalists, Whip.
Bombshell.
Yep.
The Irishman.
Right.
JoJo Rabbit.
The Tire Boy.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or Las Vegas. And Parasite.
Here we go. Mel D, the texts have been fast and furious.
Yes. Pretty clear winner.
Pretty clear winner. Yeah. All right. The top bottom vote getter is
JoJo Rabbit.
Aha! JoJo the Tire Boy.
All right.
All right, Whip. Click your vote there.
Yep, vote is cast.
JoJo Rabbit. And we'll find out how all of this turns out when the Screen Actors Guild Awards happen January 19th on TNT.
It might be TBS or TNT, actually. I think it is.
On the History Channel.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.